Good, Mayor.
Good now?
So moved.
I'm gonna start over. Call to order Board of Works for August 12th. First up is approval for the July 22nd minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. This past weekend, we had our opening of the pickleball courts at Greg Park. I want to thank all the...
Use your outside voice.
Barely hear you from here, yeah.
Steve Beaman, Vincent's Parks. This past weekend, we had our grand opening of the pickleball courts at Greg Park. We want to thank all those involved who put that on so we could have such a fine facility. Sunday was our last day of Rainbow Beach. The season is now over. Matter of fact, we started draining the pools today. I think another successful season. June was a little slow with the cool weather and the rain. But just having that facility in Vincennes, I think, has been a huge win for us the past 5 years. And our next board meeting is next Wednesday night at 6:30 here at City Hall.
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Police Department. Assistant Chief Johnson.
Terry Johnson, Vincennes Police Department. First of all, I'd like to let the board know that we've hired a new dispatcher to fill retirement. That young lady's name is Alexia Weglewski, Weglewski. And she's actually from LaPorte County. She's a LaPorte County E-911 dispatcher. She's got a lot of experience and credentials. So she'll be starting August 26th.
Okay.
And shouldn't take too long to get her up and running all by herself. So, okay. And then we've offered a conditional offer of employment to Ian McVeigh. He was the last applicant on the hiring list. The merit board's currently working on a new list. Mm-hmm. He goes up for some testing, and if all's well, he should be starting hopefully sometime in September.
Okay.
The Vincennes Police Department, we've started riding some school buses, started mm-hmm. last week, and we'll do it again this week. Talked to the transportation director, and like I told her, I said we can't do it every day, but we'll sure try to get it done, frequently. Mm-hmm. And thus far, we've not observed any violations, but the officers, if they observe violation, it's a strict policy that they'll issue tickets or make arrest. The statute changed where people can actually be put in jail for these stop arm violations. So, and then, of course, school's back, and our officers are definitely making appearances in school and being in the school zones and at the schools during arrival and dismissal.
So, okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Terry.
Next is street and sanitation.
Bryce, Street and Sanitation Department. We will be asking the board's permission to get quotes for a front-end loader.
Okay.
So we're going to get three quotes. They're all under the $150,000 range that we're looking at. So we'll get some quotes, and I'll be back with them next week or next time. All right?
Right.
Thank you.
And Bryce, real quick, I'll need to see you. Can I see you after the meeting?
I'm sorry?
I need to see you after the meeting.
Okay.
Next is city engineer.
Okay, so Main Street Phase 1 is open to traffic except for the daytime closure from 8:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. With a 20 mile an hour speed limit. We will still have crews there during the times that it's open, so we ask that everybody watch their speed very carefully through the area. We'll also have, there may be times where there's flagging and things like that, so it's still very much a work zone. We just open it in the mornings and the evenings to let through traffic through when there aren't workers there to help school traffic. CCMG, our 2019 CCMG is underway. E&B paving concrete crews are in town working on curb ramps throughout the project, so they will be here for a few weeks, and then I believe they have penciled in asphalt for the month of October. So then we have
And then you've got some bids here for a...
Or quotes to open too for one, Wines App Drive project.
Which this will actually pay for through utilities.
Right, my understanding is Vincent's Utilities is funding this project. But they asked me to do the design, and there's an NDOT permit that I have to do also once the bids are open. And once we have a contractor awarded, which we can do tonight.
Okay, we have a bid from Kearns Excavation LLC. Looks like $21,235. Have a bid from Wabash Utilities Incorporated, $17,525.50. Bid from Hendrickson Concrete, $19,185.25.
If I can look over those, I can have a recommendation by the end of the meeting. Then we don't have to take them under advisement.
Okay. And then the utilities to be good with?
Do what?
And then the utilities?
I think so, yeah. I don't know if we need to run it to their board or not.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, no old business, move to new business. First up is U.S. Old Banner request.
Angie.
That is not.
Good evening. Angela Heron on behalf of Vincent's Stage Door Canteen to request hanging our banner the first week of September prior to our event on September the 7th.
Yeah, and I think, Paul, you have everything you need.
We need insurance.
Oh, you need, okay, it says coming,
I've
I'm
got
sorry.
That.
And we've got it. All right. So I'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of a banner. Second Street, the week beginning September 3rd for the USO event, which is September 7th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angie.
Next is McKinley Avenue traffic concerns, Lisa Ritterskamp. And you should have pictures and a letter from her in your packets.
Right.
How are you?
Good evening. Good. I'm sure you received my concerns and
yes.
Some photos I've taken of some of the various issues on that road I've observed over years of time. The first one is the intersection of McKinley and Washington Avenue. I avoid it completely if
right.
I can. There's an apartment complex on one side, a business on the other, and the yellow line goes back, as I'm sure it's supposed to, but
right.
Still, it causes a lot of congestion in there, so if you're coming onto or off of either one of those roads, you can't see oncoming traffic. I've not had an accident there, but I'm sure there have been, and I can see that there could be great concern for that to happen in the future. I can, because I live there, I'm proactive if I do head that down that way, but for people that aren't, and they come up McKinley a lot to head up, you know,
right.
to that end of town. That's an issue. The second issue I outlined was a large trailer and truck that is parked and has been for many years along the street there between 12th and 13th Street, again making it difficult for traffic to pass through if someone's parked on the other side of the road. It's a residential area, so of course there are people parked on that other side of the road frequently. So there's room for barely one car to get through there. He also parks in the alley quite a bit. He has a large building back there that he uses for, I think, racing. So that is an issue from time to time. He also, not next to my home, but when he runs through the, parks in the alley, drives through the alley with this, it's on another person's property. I put some concrete blocks along there at one time in their yard to keep him from running onto their yard. They're an elderly couple, and they were soon removed, disappeared. The third issue is a block up on 14th in McKinley, not quite as bad, but during the winter months, there's a camper that sits there quite a lot, and it's, again, hard to see down the road. So those are my three concerns. Appreciate you considering those.
And the city engineer is looking at all this down through there to see if we need to, with the yellow lines. But I will tell you, some of your pictures have specific vehicles in them, and I have talked to the individual about that. They're supposed to be taken care of.
Okay.
The vans do that you've got in there.
Thank you very much.
I've already talked to them and said, you know, hey, this is a.
Okay.
And then again, I know there's an issue with bushes at 14th and McKinley.
Yes.
That's so. We will look at all that and see what we can do to remedy all this.
Okay.
Make it safer.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, next is street closure for Hoosier Cruisers, Alan Harper.
Good evening. Yes, I'm a member of Hoosier Cruisers, and I'm here for Hoosier Cruisers. Their car show, Cruising and Car Show, will be Saturday, September the 7th, will be their car show. And they usually start at Gregg Park, and they go out and hit all the nursing homes and that. And they end up at the Pavilion. And in the last couple years, they've had overflow, and we'd like to request for bus run to be closed from 1st to 2nd so they could do overflow parking there. If at all possible, on the restrooms.
Do you have a time?
Actually, they'll start out there at 7, so they'll probably be down here, I'd say, 7:30, 7:45 until 9.
Okay.
So say 7 to 9.
Yeah, that's what. They start out at Gregg Park at 7.
Say 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to for the use of the Pavilion for the Hoosier Cruisers annual cruise on Saturday, September 7th, and an accompanying utility of closing Bustern Street from 1st to 2nd from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And then you're up again for Autumn on Main.
Autumn on Main, yes. Autumn on Main usually is the first Friday of October, but we've had to move it to the first Friday of September because I'm kind of Lincoln homecoming. So it's fast approaching. Basically, it's going to be the same thing as we've done in the past. I will tell you, though, for Spring on Main, even though the 100 block we wanted closed, it ended up not getting closed only because some signs were taking down and whatever. I'm asking for from 5th and Main to the Riverwalk to be closed. It may end up we just use 200, 300, and 400 blocks of Main, though. And we would like to use the 2nd and Main lot also. And I'll work with the school corporation about getting the fence down, too.
Okay,
like we've done in the past. Basically, it's all the same as we've done in the past, but I did want to make you aware of that 100 block issue. So.
Okay, well, so we'll approve the various closing of Main Street from 5th and Main to the Riverwalk Trailhead on September the 6th for the Autumn on Main Street.
Mm-hmm. And the time is 6 to 10, and we usually close the street starting at 4.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
So,
next is white elimination bid opening, and we have one bid from Mullen Supply. And you got a question about awarding a bid?
Yep. Originally, they wrote it up. They opened the bids tonight and awarded on the 26th. And since Rod's the only bid that we, I can look them over. Then signed a contract with the city and Mr. Mullins, then a notice to proceed on each of the properties.
You've got 11 properties?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, the 11 properties are, and I'll read the individual bids for each one. The lump sum bid is $97,000. The property address is number 1812 North 12th Street is $7,000. Number two is 1205 Perry Street, $9,000. Number three is 1503 Broadway Street. It's $9,000. Number four, 513 State Street, $7,000. Number five is 1327 Prairie Street, $9,000. Number six is 106 West Jefferson Avenue, it's $9,000. Number seven is 110 West Jefferson Avenue, $11,000. Number eight is 116 West Jefferson Avenue, $10,000. Number nine is 118 West Jefferson Avenue, $10,000. Number 10 is 124 West Jefferson Avenue, $8,000. And number 11 is 1129 Bussarin Street, $8,000.
Okay. So since there's only one bid, can we vote to accept this bid and award it so that...
responsible bid.
So,
and this individual's bid on these properties like this before, so it's not like...
Yeah, he's done all the blighted properties before for the city.
How much longer is the blight program going on? Is this it?
This is it.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is all grant dollars, blight dollars,
yeah,
too.
Right. And I'll make a motion that we accept the bid from Mullins of $97,000 for 11 properties as described by the recommendation of the city engineer. City inspector.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Next is 2019 CCMG contract amendment. Mr. Sprague. Is that the lowest?
That's the lowest bid.
Yeah. What was that amount?
Okay, so this amendment is for one of our 2019-2 CCMG contracts. We had to delete two roads from the contract because the bids came in too high. And this is an amendment to that contract, to the NDOT contract, to delete those two roads.
Okay.
Okay, so, excuse me. So we'll make a motion to award the CCMG contract amendment bid to Wabash Utilities.
No.
Oh, two different things.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
This is your. That's.
We'll do that in a second.
Sorry.
This is to approve an amendment.
This
to
is
the
amendment to that
NDOT
contract. Okay.
For CCMG, one of our four CCMG contracts.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to approve the amendment as described by the city engineer.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
It needs to be signed with blue ink too. Please.
That's why it was started. I'm like,
sorry.
Okay.
Now you want to go back to the bid.
And then go back to this bid.
Yeah,
for,
I'm sorry.
And I did talk to Kirk and he said, just have you guys awarded, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So how do we describe this bid?
This is the Winesap Drive culvert.
Winesap Drive. Okay, so we're going back to the original Department Head report by Mr. Sprague in awarding the Winesap Drive work on the culvert. Mr. Sprague's reviewed the bids and has recommended that we award the bid to Wabash Utilities in the amount of $17,525.50.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
You're missing one here somewhere. Okay. We have nothing further. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.